This conditional use number 2640, TPE DE SU 646 LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2640 for TPE DE SU 646 LLC for a solar energy facility in AR1 and C1 districts based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience of welfare of the Sussex County residents. Two, the solar array will be located within approximately 13.15 fenced-in acres of a larger 19.74-acre tract. The array area complies with all the code requirements for separation distances and setbacks from property lines and dwellings. The proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar array. There was testimony in this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipality subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located on a parcel of land that is mainly surrounded by land that is wooded and or farmed. The boundaries adjacent to the residential uses will include a 30-foot-wide landscape buffer to screen the use. Five, this application generally complies with Section 115-172.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code regarding solar arrays. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on the area roadways, and DLDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. Jeez, sorry, guys. There is no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits or inspection, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Seven, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in Section 115-172.1 of the Zoning Code and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly use the limits of conditional use area for the solar array, as well as remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot-tall fence to comply with the height requirement of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall be a not wired agricultural-style fencing, including the interwoven privacy screening. The privacy screening shall be attached to the fencing with metal fasteners and a tension wire to reduce maintenance. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. The property screening can be removed after 10 years from the installation of the solar array. The fencing shall remain. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines and a minimum distance of 50 foot from all property lines. It shall be no closer than 200 feet from a dwelling on adjacent property. The landscape buffer shall be at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the property adjacent to lands of other ownership. This landscape buffer shall be existing vegetation or shall be planned with 70% evergreen vegetation and 30% deciduous vegetation that serves as a screening while not impeding the use of a solar array facility. The location and types of vegetation used within the buffer area shall be included in the landscape plan provided with the final site plan. E, transformers and similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site. F, any lighting in the facility shall be consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide a contact information in case of emergency. H, stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in an ordinance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. I, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure the funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm as an entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2640 TPE DE SU 646 LLC. Mr. Allen.
Again, I'd like to recuse myself.
Okay, Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, the reason, conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Allen abstaining.